A new Marquette Law School poll asks voters across the country and in Wisconsin how they feel about the Iran war and a ceasefire, the Supreme Court ruling on tariffs, and other divisive issues in American politics.
These poll results come about 6 months before the consequential midterm elections in November, with President Trump facing near all-time low approval ratings.
Charles Franklin is here to talk about takeaways from the new National Survey of Registered Voters. He is a professor of law and public policy and director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. It's always good to be here.
Starting with pocketbook issues, over 90% of respondents say they're seeing higher gas prices over the last 6 months. How are gas and grocery prices affecting people's outlook?
Well, it's really powerful. As you say, it's over 90. It's actually 94% say gas prices are up. Now, given that how much gas prices have gone up, that's not a surprise. But what is striking is in our January national poll, we asked the same question. And then 50% said gas prices had gone down over the last 6 months. So we're looking at quite a swing from 50% saying prices are down to 94% saying they're up. That sense of rising prices is also carried over to groceries, where 82% say they're up now. That was 70% said they were up in January. So 70 was still pretty high, but is not as high as 82. This carries over into people's inflation expectations. Now 70% say inflation will be up over the next year. That's up from 61% in January. And people think the economy's worse off. 25% say it's excellent or good now. That's down 10 points from January when it was 35%.
I was looking back to your February poll of Wisconsin voters. You know, you found 70% were very concerned about inflation and cost of living. How does that compare to what you're seeing now nationwide?
Inflation remains the most important problem. We've been asking out of a list of 10 or so problems, which of these is the biggest concern for you? And inflation and the cost of living has been the number one issue on that question and has been since the summer of 2022. So we're looking at going on 4 years of that being the biggest concern for people. And what we're seeing from January to now is this substantial greater concern with inflation, greater concern with the price of everyday items, and people feeling that their own pocketbooks are not in as good a shape as they were.
Looking at what you found with President Trump's favorability, 22% of people age 18 to 29 viewed President Trump in a favorable light. What do you make of his low approval among young people in this snapshot of registered voters?
Yeah. One part of it is that young people do lean more Democratic. And so partly what you're seeing with young people is simply they're more Democrats in that category. So, of course, his approval rating is lower. But I think the change that we've seen is that in the fall of 2024, in the presidential election, young people were quite concerned about their job prospects and about the economy and the cost of living. And those folks moved towards the President Trump, voted more for him in 2024 compared to how they'd voted in 2020. But what we're seeing in this poll and in other polling throughout the year is that that support that he had gained among young voters has largely dissipated or completely evaporated now. So one of the groups that helped him win the election in 2024 has clearly moved away from him. Younger voters.
Your new poll, it captures voter sentiment about the war in Iran. What have you learned in this national survey about the U.S. attacks on Iran?
The one good spot for President Trump is that 75% approve of the ceasefire agreement. I should say the poll was done beginning the day after the ceasefire went into effect. So we do capture all of the effects of the ceasefire. 75% approve of that. But has the U.S. achieved its goals in Iran? Only 21% think we have achieved our goals. Was there sufficient reason to go to war? Only 36% say that. And how's President Trump handled the war? 32% approve of the job he's done, 78% disapprove.
Does this track with how Wisconsin voters you surveyed last month on U.S. military attacks on Iran? Has anything changed much as you look at this nationwide result?
It's quite similar. We asked very similar questions in the Wisconsin poll. Now, that was in March. That was before the ceasefire went into effect. But people then did not think that the war was going well or that there was sufficient reason for it. And the other question that we asked then was not specifically about Iran, but if whether President Trump's use of military force to require other countries to make changes was something that they approved of or not. Only 32% approved of that in this national poll. It was very close to that in the 30% range in Wisconsin as well for the same question in both samples.
Do you see signs of softening support among the Republican base? What do you see there? Because there is this gap between Republicans total approval of President Trump's presidency and his handling of the war.
No, that's a great question. 78% of Republicans approve of the job President Trump is doing as president, the broad question. That's quite robust, though it is the first time we've seen it below 80% in the second term. But when we asked about approval of how he's handling the war, his approval with the war among Republicans was just 65%. So considerably below the overall approval rating. That's a sign that the war is a drag on him, even among Republicans, in the sense that fewer Republicans approve of the war, of how he's handling the war, than approve of how he's handling his job overall.
We're talking about the latest Marquette Law School poll, national survey results, looking at Wisconsin as well, with poll director Charles Franklin. Charles, moving on to data centers, really interesting here. Across all ages, across party affiliations and incomes, we see this majority of respondents saying that the cost of adding new data centers outweigh their benefits. What is striking to you about this unity on data center sentiment?
It really is striking. And also the national numbers are almost identical to what we got. In fact, they are identical to what we got in our March poll in Wisconsin. 30% saying the benefits outweigh the costs, but 69% saying the costs are greater than the benefits. And that's a bit of a rise in opposition to data centers nationally compared to January, just as we saw an increase in opposition from last October here in the state to our February poll that was also roughly a 30-70 split on them. I think what we're seeing is that there's pretty much bipartisan skepticism, again, both here in Wisconsin and nationally. Republicans, 62% think the costs are greater, independents, 73%, and Democrats, 76%. That's an awful lot of partisan agreement where we normally see Republicans and Democrats on opposite ends of a question, not so in these national data. One thing that lies behind that is a really strong doubt about artificial intelligence. 70% in this national poll say that artificial intelligence will be bad for society. Only 30% say it'll be good. So that's quite a problem, and that also leads to people being more opposed to data centers.
Moving on to tariffs and the U.S. Supreme Court, your new national poll looking at public opinion of the high court, 66% of Americans favoring the Supreme Court's decision that struck down President Trump's tariffs. Looking at your March survey, 59% of Wisconsin voters agreeing with the high court's decision. How does that difference break down between Wisconsin and national voters? What do you see there?
A little bit of a difference, more opposition to tariffs, more approval of the court's ruling in the national data than here in Wisconsin. We've seen all year in both state and national polls that around 55 to 60% have said tariffs hurt the economy. Only around 25% or so say it tariffs help the economy, and then some people say they don't make much difference. We're seeing that on this court ruling as well, where two-thirds are saying they approve and support of, say, they favor the Supreme Court striking down his tariffs decision.
You also asked about the birthright citizenship case that's before the Supreme Court. Wisconsin is, you know, one of 24 attorneys general who filed a friend of court brief in this case. How do Americans view this issue before the Supreme Court, especially among different political persuasions?
Yeah, a solid majority of the public favors retaining birthright citizenship. They say that that is a constitutional guarantee of the 14th Amendment. Among Republicans, 54% would agree with the president's executive order banning birthright citizenship. But that means 46% of Republicans think that it is a constitutional right. So that's a very even split within the Republican Party. Among independents and Democrats, it's a very substantial majorities of both, over 70% of independents, pushing 90% of Democrats who think birthright citizenship is a constitutional right.
You also asked about a case before the Supreme Court involving absentee ballots and whether they can be counted if they arrive after Election Day. This is an issue, of course, that is percolating in Wisconsin as well. What did you find out in your poll on voting absentee?
Yeah, a Mississippi law says that absentee ballots that are postmarked by Election Day but arrive up to 5 days after the election must be counted in Mississippi. That was challenged by the Republican National Committee in this case. And we're finding a very even split on this. A small majority, 54%, I believe, say that those ballots should be counted, but a very substantial minority, 46%, say they should not be counted. Here, there's the very strong partisan split that you would expect. A solid majority of Republicans say they should not be counted. Large majority of Democrats say they should be counted, but independents are pretty much right where the national total is, a very even, nearly 50-50 split on them.
A majority of Americans now seeing this country as a force for global instability. Is that a temporary change from the Iran war, or are you seeing some long-term shifts here in how Americans view this country?
It's the first time we've asked this question, so I don't have a long-term perspective on it. But the question is the United States a force for stability in the world, or is the U.S. causing more instability in the world? Only 39% say we're a force for stability in the world. I can't believe that in earlier decades, that wouldn't have been a large majority who thought we were a stabilizing force in the world. So without having data on the past, I would say I think this is a really kind of stunning view of America by Americans, that we're not really doing the role that we played throughout the post-World War II era of forging alliances, working with our allies, and on all kinds of things, military, but also world trade and other kinds of affairs.
Charles, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And that is Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll. He is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University. We've been talking about the poll's latest nationwide results and what they could mean for the midterm elections.